The committee agreed to rewrite some portions of Chapter 51 that lays out the rules for detaining people who are behaving dangerously due to their mental illness. They also approved establishing a pilot program in 4 counties to help mentally ill inmates get access to their medications as soon as they're released from jail. Committee co-chair, Democratic Representative Sandy Pasch of Shorewood, says the program is modeled on a similar one now being used in 14 state prisons.
So individuals will exit and reenter the community with a support system already there, so they're not destined for failure and reincarceration.
The new jail program would cost $300,000 and serve only 4 counties, while the current prison program costs $1 million a year and serves only a fraction of the more than 7,000 mentally ill inmates behind bars. To address the needs of the others, Pasch and others on the committee drafted a letter to State Health Services Secretary Dennis Smith, calling on him to request expanded Medicaid funds through the new Federal Health Care Reform Act.
It's a much more comprehensive approach with federal assistance. Again, this is 100% federal for the first few years and then a small amount state to really keep people out of a very expensive criminal justice system.
But Republican Committee Chair Senator Mary Lazick vetoed the letter, calling the federal funding request beyond the scope of the committee's mission. Representative Pasch says the letter will be sent anyway, just not on the committee's letterhead. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.